And this is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. 2020 was an incredibly hard year. People lost their jobs, homes, loved ones, and more. But for some, the year also brought good developments. CPR's Haley Sanchez has the final part of our series on how people are faring financially during the pandemic.
Matthew Kahn moved to Denver from Alabama about a year ago. He says he wanted to make a change in his life.
I was homeless 12 years, so my whole life has just been nothing but a struggle and a battle.
His brother already lived in Colorado, so it seemed like a good place to go where he could get some help. When the pandemic shuttered the country in March, Khan says his brother and sister-in-law helped him file for unemployment. He qualified and got $7,000 with back pay.
This is what I needed, that little lump sum, that kind of jump start, so to speak, to get here. It was enough money for me to pay off a couple things and get myself somewhere to live.
He got an apartment in Northwest Denver near Regis University.
It's beautiful. You know, I'm on the corner of my building, and I'm spending time just sitting in a chair, drinking maybe some coffee, watching out the window. I guess you say people watching, so to speak.
Things seem to be looking up for Khan. He got a job with UPS. He was biking an hour to get there every day, and when he arrived, the work was physically tough. But it made him feel healthy, so he kept going. Then, in midsummer, his unemployment benefits were flagged as fraud. And a few months after that, his mother died. He says he was emotionally exhausted at that point, so he quit.
And this is where, you know, a lot of people don't want to come out of homelessness because, I mean, I've been so stressed out, sick to my stomach, stressed just about money. Trying to figure out what am I going to do, how am I going to do it.
Khan couldn't pay rent for months, but because of the moratorium on evictions, he's still living in his apartment.
If it wasn't for this virus, I mean, I would have been put out. I would have been evicted months ago.
Khan says he's on the hunt for a new job, but has run into scammers. He says he still has a lot to learn so he doesn't fall back into homelessness.
The only thing I know to be next for me is just to continue what I'm doing now. Just to continue to keep pushing. And, you know, I've got a lot of things going. Just the way of life, I just don't know how to live, and I've got to learn how to live it.
He's learning how to use things like technology and the internet, which he didn't have access to before. But all things considered, he says this was the first holiday season in his life that he wasn't emotionally devastated.